On a snowy night in January 2012, Kansas lawmakers gathered to hear Governor Sam Brownback deliver his second State of the State address. One of the things he proposed was a total makeover of the state's Medicaid program.
We are transitioning from a Medicaid system lurching between cutting providers, patients, or both, to one that gets better results for our most vulnerable Kansans.
Brownback launched CanCare a year later. It gave three managed care companies responsibility for providing health care to approximately 400,000 low-income disabled and elderly Kansans. And there were complaints from the beginning. Consumers like the late Finn Bullers complained about losing services. Bullers had muscular dystrophy, and he told lawmakers that he wouldn't be able to stay in his Prairie Village home if his hours of care were reduced.
My care will go from 168 hours a week to 40 hours a week. That's a 76% decrease in care.
Providers complained, too. They said the MCOs weren't paying them on time, in some cases not paying them at all. Linda Sherman works in the business office at Lawrence Memorial Hospital.
There is a pattern to just deny those claims and see if the provider will spend the time and the energy and the money to pursue them through the appeals process.
When pressed for answers, the heads of the managed care organizations repeatedly assured lawmakers that the problems were being addressed. Here's Laura Hopkins, the CEO of Amerigroup, testifying in August of 2014.
We've given you some detail on where we are year to date in paying many of our providers. And I will say that related to hospital payments in particular, we've made a lot of really good progress.
But with the state about to seek federal approval to continue CanCare, providers wanted a more objective view. So they contracted with a consulting firm headed by former Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt, a one-time governor of Utah, to do an assessment of CanCare. Tom Bell is president of the Kansas Hospital Association.
We felt like something needed to be done to actually assess the situation.
Robin Arnold Williams directed the assessment. She says CanCare has slowed Medicaid cost growth by hundreds of millions of dollars, just as Brownback said it would. But she says some of the savings were achieved at the expense of providers and patients.
There is a concern amongst providers that some of the, quote, savings are the result of cost shifting.
She says going from a single state Medicaid agency to three managed care companies significantly increased the administrative burden on providers.
We heard very strongly from providers that the need to do things three different ways has greatly increased their costs. They're not reimbursed for those costs.
Bell says the state's budget problems are making matters worse. In July, Brownback ordered an across-the-board cut in provider reimbursement rates to help cover red ink in the state budget.
When the comment is made that CanCare has saved the state money, the provider's reaction is two things. Number one, they've saved money because they're not paying providers on time or not paying them at all. And secondly, they've saved money because they've just cut everybody's rates by 4%. And for a lot of our members, actually more than that, upwards of 6 and 7%.
State officials who oversee CanCare are taking issue with the Leavitt report. They say it underreports health improvements that have been made. But legislators say it raises several important questions, not the least of which is whether the state has done enough to hold the managed care companies accountable. Senator Laura Kelly from Topeka is the top Democrat on the CanCare Oversight Committee.
We have given too much control of the program to the MCOs. There are so many things within the initial contract that we don't monitor. We don't know if they're happening.
And so the questions continue, not only about CanCare, but about whether the state will still need the federal government's permission to continue it. Many expect President-elect Donald Trump and Republican majorities in Congress to overhaul federal Medicaid policy when they repeal and replace Obamacare. In Topeka, I'm Jim McLean.